From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Pasquale Pat Pascarella trained under Eric Ripert at Le Bernardin in New York City. He earned his Southern street cred as executive chef at The Optimist in Atlanta, and then went on to open White Bull in Decatur. White Bull churns its own butter and mills flour from Georgia red wheat. The menu changes to reflect what it can buy from farmers across the state. So when we asked Chef Pat to choose one essential Southern food for our main ingredient series, he threw us a little twist. Instead of the country ham that is the centerpiece on many a Southern Christmas table, he chose Ossabaw pork from a Spanish breed of pig that evolved in isolation on Ossabaw Island in South Georgia. We'll let him take it from here.
Hi, I'm Pat Pascarella, the executive chef and partner at the White Bull, and my ingredient is the Ossabaw pork. So we're starting the entire dish process itself. So the pork, we cook ahead of time. It takes about 3 hours to cook. We do something called a porchetta. So you take the belly, you take the skin off, stuff it with sausage, a bunch of herbs, Parmesan cheese, and breadcrumbs, and then roll it into each other, and then slow roast it in the oven. So basically what I'm doing is I'm starting the pickled mustard seed crema that's going with it. There's a farm that we use called Dayspring Farm. They overgrew soybeans last year, so we're helping them use it up. So a lot of times people use soybeans and they'll make soy sauce, stuff like that. We're trying to use a different method of actually braising it and using it like cannellini beans or something like that. So we did a little bit of tomato in there, a bunch of garlic, a lot of onions, and just give it a ton of flavor. And then I'm going to fry some shishito peppers, and I'm going to sear the porchetta itself.
They pop a lot.
The cool thing about shishito is it's like roulette. So like one out of every 40 is like piping hot and it's like almost unbearable to eat. But it's like, it's worth it. They're so tasty. And they don't need anything. They literally need salt and like maybe a little bit of lemon, but that's it. They don't really need much work at all, which is good. They're an easy menu item, and everyone in Atlanta grows it, literally.
Ossabaw pigs are the same breed used for Spain and Portugal's famed jamón ibérico, or Iberian ham. It is loaded with fatty acids and omega-3s, and its fat is so unsaturated that it nearly turns to liquid and melts at room temperature and in the mouth.
So Ossabaw came here, I believe it was in the 1600s, and it was brought over by the Spanish, and it is an Iberian pig. It's a direct DNA match. It's a small pig, you know, it's full of flavor. It's got, you know, it mostly feeds on acorns, and I mean, literally you can taste how sweet the meat is. It's pretty remarkable. Like, the meat itself is so sweet, it feels like they've been eating sugar their entire lives, and now it's all over our menu all the time. So we'll do them probably about 2.5-3 minutes on both sides, and then we'll throw them in the oven to finish cooking. And then you let it rest like 1.5-2 minutes, and you're ready to plate. I grew up basically like in a garden. You know, I mean, I grew up around, you know, chickens. I grew up around baby cows. I grew up around tons of vegetables. I mean, I still remember the first time I ate a tomato. I was 4 years old. I remember the feeling of that, like, tomato water just exploding in your mouth. And then I think for me, the most life-altering moment was when I was 5 and I was hanging out with my cousins, and we used to play a game where, like, you know, like tag, and then, you know, base was underneath the kitchen table. So lucky for me, that day my grandmother was rolling gnocchi and one piece fell on the floor, and I'm like, I'm not going to tell her, I'm going to eat it. And I ate it. I mean, I got smacked for it because I wasn't allowed to eat stuff off the floor, but it was a raw piece of gnocchi, kind of like changed my life when it came to food in general. Like, I still remember her making it with tomato sauce. And it was just like, wow, I can't believe, like, this is cheese and flour. This is insane. I was taught so young to respect everything that's on a plate. And then once I started really thinking about food in a different nature of, like, how I could actually do this for a living, my parents hated it. They shunned me for it literally for, like, 5 years. They were like, no way, you can't do it. You know, I basically told my father that if he paid for my culinary school, that I'd make him a partner in my first 2 restaurants, and I did, and he cashed in multiple times for it, but he did. He paid for half of my culinary school. It was a 6-month education. It was $45,000, so I had to come up with half, and then he came up with the other half, and it was the best decision I ever made.
This is the basting part. You get all the rosemary and the garlic flavored in the oil, and then you take all that butter and flavor, and you baste it, and you get all that flavor all over the pork. Because basically you already did the inside part when you brined the animal. So now it's just basting the outside with all the flavor of the garlic and the rosemary. And the cool part about it is that the butter starts to brown, so it adds like a really nice like nutty flavor to it. And it just gives it a really cool shine. I mean, look at the shine on that right now is incredible. So you just let that rest, and then we can start plating. Farm to table there's no such thing of it anymore. Everybody should be farm to table. You know what I mean? Every single person should understand that if you buy locally, not one, is it cheaper, but two, you're just getting a better product. I grew up literally in a garden. Like, I grew up in a garden. I almost believe that I was born in one. Like, any house that we've ever owned growing up, my parents, we made sure that the garden was the most important thing. We made sure that we didn't buy anything. My father was super, super anal, and my mom, about not buying stuff from grocery stores. I mean, like, to the point where, like, we were in the middle of the city with chickens, and, like, chickens would get out and run in the middle of the street. Just little things like that. And I grew up around it so much, and I just felt like, you know, I've really wanted to bring that to Atlanta when I got here. So I reached out to a lot of farmers that do it and try to have that same mentality and that same, you know, thought on life, is that, you know, you're never going to get anything better than what you grew. And the fact is that, you know, we have some incredible farmers here, some people that really do care and that really do give, you know what, about what it is that they're doing. And we want to showcase that. I mean, you know, I mean, we make sure that every single dish that we have comes from a farm. And people are really, like, loving the idea right now, which is great. We're going to plate it. The soybean ragu, basically the braise that we have, is just going to be a little bit on the bottom of the plate. Enough of that sauce as well to kind of leak out a little bit and to kind of drizzle around. And we're going to get the pork next. Plate the pork. This is the green kimchi aioli. Just a little dollops here or there. It's going to be a surprise when you're eating and you're like, ooh, what was that? Everybody up north has fried chicken and waffles on the menu. Nobody does it right. Nobody has a clue on how to do it right. But we kind of encountered it there. And I'm like, man, I can't wait to come down here and actually have real fried chicken and waffles. And then when I got here and I'm like, you know, there's a couple places that do it, but the South isn't really about fried chicken and waffles. It's actually more about vegetables, if you think about it. It's about really good pork. It's about fried chicken, but, I mean, it's not what the South is about. I realized very quickly how close to Italian cuisine the South really is, because they basically share the same climate. So, you know, I mean, like, they don't have to cover their fig trees here, just like they don't have to cover their fig trees in Italy. You know, just things like that. And it was relatively mind-blowing to me, because I was like, oh my God, I was like, I should have just been here my entire life. It just made more sense. It just felt like I was here all along. And we'll do the shishitos scattered all over. And then our little herb and seed salad that we're going to do. It's going to add texture to the dish. That's mint and Thai basil. And then the showstopper of the popcorn on top. So we'll garnish with popcorn a lot, just because, I mean, it's cool and it's fun. I mean, the cool thing is, like, we try to take our food very serious, but we don't take ourselves serious at all. So, like, that's, like, kind of our way of, like, showing that, like, you know, we like to joke around too. And it's incredible, and it's a cool texture that, like, you're not expecting. And then all of a sudden you get it and you're like, wow, popcorn actually does make sense here. So, and that's the entire dish.
Chef Pat Pasquarella, co-owner of White Bull in Decatur Square, for our main ingredient series. You can see photos from our trip to White Bull at gpbnews.org.